It's about cricket now with Jonathan Wicks. Wicksy, there's a fair bit happening. So what's going on with the Plan B regional bash?
Yeah, first off the bat, of course, great to see that the ladies got the job done last night. It's back full of kids from the Central Coast, but good to see Jocelyn Vickery play out of the Hunter Valley, so they move through to the next round. Hopefully we get to see them play at North Sydney Oval later in the year as part of it, but all the ladies' games in that will be played down at the Central Coast. And the fellas will be down there as well, of course, from tomorrow. We've got our sides there being part of it. The Hunter Thoroughbreds take on the Newcastle Blasters, and that'll be from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Also, the Central Coast Rush take on the Lake Mac Attacks. So those two Newcastle sides, Lake Mac Attack, and also the Blasters are a mixture of guys from Newcastle. And our Thoroughbreds, of course, are from around the traps here. We'll hopefully have the team for you next week. But, of course, they play in the second round next week, and that will be around the traps there in the Central Zone. And, of course, the Thoroughbreds will play against the Central Coast Rush, and that'll be at Kings Park at Jack Collins Oval. And also Lynn Oval will host the Blasters up against the Lake Mac Attacks. So opportunities there for you to come out and see the Plan B Regional Bash. You can watch the games online there, of course, on regionalbash.com.au.
Wixie, something's happening with the Thunder and the Sixers. What do you know?
Yeah, a couple of fantastic things that are going on. Of course, first off the bat, we're doing some fantastic development. Starting, of course, on the 14th of December. Hopefully we'll have some come up from that as far as the girls go. You know, it's going to be a female cricketers experience there from the Maitland District Cricket Association. It'll be at the Maitland Indoor Sports Centre there at Rutherford, so look out for that. And also, of course, in Singleton, we'll need you to be part of the experience there on the 24th and the 25th of January between 9 and 12. The cost is about $70 there at Cook Park in Singleton, and there are exclusive things there for young girls, so hopefully we'll get some of the WVBL girls to come up and be part of that as well. Also, of course, the Indigenous game has always been part of the fabric of this particular sport. It's been played in Orange for the last 4 or 5 years. Some fantastic players have come through, from Zoe Fleming all the way through to Ashley Gardner. And also in the fellas, of course, we've had some great players come through. Josh Laylor, of course, is part of the experience there in the Big Bash. He's been part of it as well. The Thunder and the Sixers split into two different teams, depending on the area. And they'll play a game against each other to tee themselves up to play for Australia, of course, in the past.
Cool.
The Australian Aboriginal side, yeah, has had great tours, but some great players have been part of it that have sacrificed BBL contracts or IPL contracts, such as Dan Christian and also Scott Boland. And they'll be playing those particular games in the new year, more likely the second week of January, down there in Albury. Speaking of Albury Bear, we've got, as we mentioned in the rugby piece on Tuesday, on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au, the Toyota Australian Country Cricket Championships will be held in Albury, and that'll be the early part of April. We've got our teams just getting sorted out now when it comes to Central North in seniors, in both men's and women's, as they look to go forward and be part of that and be selected for the Breakers for the ladies, and also the Country Blues. And Tom Groff looks like he's going to back up for a 15th season of playing.
Wow.
And so he's looking to smash the 100 cap for New South Wales Country, but it's a great thing to be able to get it off the ground, even though it's in April. Always had a bit of a tradition. It was in the second week of January, but our country champs would have been over and done with by now with a winner. But that will be sometime in February where we'll have a championship final there in Bradman Oval, maybe Newcastle or Central North finding their way through to the final.
We'll look forward to talking more about that. Wixie, this is our final show for 2021 for the Sideline View. I know you and I will catch up during the week, but thank you very much for being part of the show, keeping us up to date with local rugby and local cricket.
No worries, mate. All the best to our Central North under-19s as well that are playing currently at Port Macquarie. You can watch most of the games there on the New South Wales Country Facebook as well, and I want to thank everybody for their support this year. It's been a tough year with COVID,
yeah,
but hopefully things will get hammered out and we can get stuck into it with a bit of vigour more next year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Wixie.
No worries, Bear.